The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
A young man called me up and he says, I'd like to share with you a story, a speech I heard at my sister's Sheva Berachot. I said, okay. Sister got married a number of years ago. And the grandfather of the groom, the grandfather of the Chatan, a man named Mr. Lobenberg, gets up and he makes a speech. And here's his speech. Mr. Lobenberg says, I never shared this with my family, but I'd like to share it today. Mr. Lobenberg gets up at his grandson's Sheva Berachot, and he says, I want to share a story I never shared before. What's the story? He says, in 1943, I got out of the Holocaust. So my parents were killed, my siblings were killed. I was left with basically nothing. I came to America, and I joined the yeshiva on Coney Island Avenue, Chaim Berlin. He says, and I started learning in Chaim Berlin. I was a young high school boy, and I couldn't do it. I wasn't interested. I was tired. I was burnt out of learning, burnt out of everything, just burnt out of life. I couldn't do it. He says, so one day, I got on a train to go home, and I said, I'm going home, and I'm never coming back. Now, in those days, a person with no family, Ashkenazi person, no family, no community, no nothing, that's leaving yeshiva, in all likelihood means, they're gone, like their grandkids are going to be non-Jews, like. He gets on the train to go home. And sitting on the train across from him is another, an older boy from the yeshiva. And the older boy comes, sits down next to him and says to him, I just want to tell you, Lobenberg, I see you're learning great. You're learning every day. You're into it. You're doing phenomenal. So the grandfather says, I'm saying to myself, if he thinks I'm doing good, then maybe I'm actually doing good. So the train reached his house. Maybe the next day, he says, if I'm learning that good, I'm going back. He gets back on a train, and he goes back to yeshiva. And he learns at Chaim Berlin and becomes a real Ben Torah. And he marries, of course, a wonderful religious Jewish woman. And they have children. And one of their children married one of the Rosh Hashiva of Lakewood's children, Rav David Shustel. Another one married a famous Rosh Hashiva in America, Rav Mati Dick's child. Another one married one of the famous rabbis in the world, Rav Avraham Yeshua Soloveitchik's child. It's like it's a phenomenal family. He says, I owe all of this to that one boy who sat down next to me at the train and inspired me to turn around and go back. He says, and tonight I want to say thank you because that boy is the grandfather of the bride. And he's sitting right here. His name is Rabbi Diskin. And he's sitting right here. And he's the one. How cool is that? How great is that? So that's not the greatest story. And I heard it from the boy who was sister. It was his sister. His sister, Sheva Berachot. He told me the story. I verified the details. It's unbelievable. But that's what unity does. You know what unity does? It means I go in the train and I do something for you. And often it means it ends up being back better for me. When I care about me, very often I'm selfish. But when I care about us, very often it helps me more.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.